Greetings, I'm Pastor Joel, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. When you hear the title of this devotional, Happy and Whole in Him, do you think that this is a Pollyanna sort of optimism when we're living in such a broken and hurting world? Perhaps you've been hurt, been the victim of violence, maybe seen abuse at an early age. I get it. As foster parents, Jamie and I have taken many young victims under our own roof. I've seen horrible bruises on a 2-year-old who'd already taught herself not to cry because she'd been beaten for doing so. Sexual abuse statistics never cease to stagger me. 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys are abused sexually in this nation. Does that make you angry? Do you want justice done to wolves who prey on the innocent? How will it come? Who can bring real justice in this world? The answer is the God of justice in Psalm 7. David says, Lord my God, I take refuge in you. Save and deliver me from all who pursue me, or they will tear me apart like a lion and rip me to pieces with no one to rescue me. David is under attack from enemies, who he describes as wild animals. And there are folks out there, only out for themselves, who have no regard for the weak and innocent, care nothing about the pain they inflict, because they view other humans as pieces of meat. And we learn in Psalm 7 it is proper to cry out to God to bring justice. Verse 6, Arise, Lord, in your anger, rise up against the rage of my enemies. Awake, my God! Decree justice. When it seems like God is sleeping, we still cry out to the one who we know will make all things right. David trusts God not only decrees justice, God gets angry. Do you picture God as angry at sin? When I asked you if you got angry over child abuse, do you know why that is? Is because God made you in His image. God gave you emotion such as anger to reflect His own. You should get angry because God gets angry when the innocent are being stalked. Sadly, I didn't grow up in churches that sang or talked much about God's anger. We sang a lot of happy songs, songs of His love, maybe a few songs about trials, but nothing like Psalm 7. And perhaps that's why so many today celebrate karma instead of God, when evil boomerangs back in on a person who's doing evil. But not David. David says in verses 11 and 12, God is a righteous judge, a God who displays His wrath every day. If he, the wicked, does not relent, he will sharpen his sword. Verse 16, the trouble they cause recoils on them, their violence comes down on their own heads. David tells us that God does display His wrath every day, even if we don't see it. We may not see it in our present experience, but we will if the wolves do not relent. Consider the picture of God wetting His sword as the time comes for their troubles to come down on their own heads. Perhaps a graphic picture of how an Eskimo hunts a wolf captures this. You know what an Eskimo does? He'll sharpen a blade and then dip it in animal's blood and set it outside to freeze. After the blood freezes on the blade, the Eskimo will dip it again in the blood and freeze a second coat on. This process is repeated again and again until there's a blood popsicle. This baited blade is then placed in the snow upright. The wolf is attracted by the smell of blood, and his craving takes over and leads him to lick. And the taste of the frozen blood leads him to lick more and more, feverishly. So much so, the wolf doesn't even notice when his own tongue is cut. And then the taste of warm blood, his own, only leads him into a frenzy for full satisfaction. It's an awful picture, isn't it? The wolf destroyed by his own craving. It makes us squeamish. But this is our hope when we witness injustices. We can flee to the God who is presently patient, waiting to see if the wolves will repent of evil. But they will always get theirs in the end, even if the justice is not meted out in this life, they will not escape the final judgment. God placed Psalm 7 in our Bible for the victims of injustice, helping them give voice to their affliction as they call to the one who can and will bring justice. And this does bring a measure of healing as it anticipates the day when all will be made right. If you belong to God, He is your Father, and you can trust that He will take these crimes seriously. God took your crimes seriously enough that He sent His only Son, Jesus, to the cross. Do you not think He will take serious the crimes of those who reject His peace offering and live to hurt those for whom His Son died? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for revealing at the cross of Christ, You are a God of justice. All sins were paid for there, or they will be paid for by those who choose evil over Your gift of love. Arise, O Lord, and give justice to the orphan, the widow, the innocent, the lowly, and give us a heart for those who are afflicted, that we might join in their song for justice. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.